Welcome to Out of This World, podcast stories for kids, where we blend wacky AI-generated ideas with our own silly twists to bring you fun, crazy stories. Sometimes educational, but mostly just
out of this world.
Well, ho, 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 everyone. Merry Christmas and welcome to our fifth and final episode for 2024, the Christmas special. Today we have a Christmas kind of story for you, full of festive fun and a little lesson for Santa, who overdid it on the Christmas treats. Listen up and find out what happens when jolly old Saint Nick eats a few too many cookies. Will he be able to deliver the presents on time, or will the kids have to step in and perform a little Christmas magic? After that, we have a special Christmas message for you with a famous poem from long ago. You may already know it. It's a good one for this time of year. So grab a cup of hot cocoa, snuggle up by the fire, and get ready for a laugh-out-loud holiday adventure.
Do you believe in Santa?
Like, does he really bring presents and all that?
I mean, yeah, of course. Like, why wouldn't he?
I don't know. Some of the kids at school say our parents are just pretending.
Well, that's probably because the kids at school don't leave out the good cookies. Santa knows who leaves out the high-quality treats.
But think about it. How does he get around the whole world in one night?
Easy. Magic. Same way he fits down chimneys, has helper elves, and a sleigh that flies and all that.
It just seems, I don't know, too outrageous to be real.
Maddie, listen. Santa's like the moon. You don't have to see him doing his thing to know he's up there, making everything happen.
Do you think he will come soon?
Of course, it's Santa. He's like the most reliable guy ever. Plus, Mom and Dad said they heard sleigh bells a little earlier. He's probably at the neighbor's dropping off presents. We should get to sleep.
I left him a note with the cookies you made. Do you think he reads them?
Totally. What'd you write?
Dear Santa, I hope you like snickerdoodles. P.S. Please give me roller skates.
Snickerdoodles? I didn't make snickerdoodles. Everyone knows that Santa's favorite cookie is chocolate chip.
No way! Snickerdoodles are classic Christmas cookies.
Classic? They're like the backup dancers of cookies.
You're impossible. I love snickerdoodles.
Kids, time for bed. I want you in your rooms and quiet. Lights out, and remember, Santa doesn't visit if you're awake.
Good night, Mom. Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Well, that was a smooth landing. Now, where's that chimney? Ah, one of those tiny ones. Stockings hung with care, presents under the tree, and what's this? A plate of cookies and a glass of milk. How thoughtful. Chocolate chip. My favorite, but I do love snickerdoodles. What's this? A note? Dear Santa, I hope you like snickerdoodles. I do. Let's see. P.S. Please bring me a pair of roller skates with rainbow wheels and glittery laces. The super cool ones that I saw at the store. A journal with a lock and key. So Max can't snoop. A new hoodie. bright purple, maybe with sparkles on the front. Some books about animals, especially kittens or birds, they're my favorite. And a paint-by-numbers kit, the one with the sunset picture. Love and Merry Christmas, Maddie. How sweet. Just a little cookie cramp. Nothing Santa can't handle. Excuse me. The snickerdoodles are doing the talking. Oh no. That's definitely not the Christmas spirit. Maybe I just better sit down for a minute.
Max, wake up! I heard something.
What? You're out of your mind. You're dreaming about Frosty again.
I'm not. Seriously, there's something going on downstairs.
Like what? You think it's Santa?
Honestly, it sounded like a squeaky door or a duck.
Well, time to sneak down there.
Quiet, Max.
I am quiet. You're the one who's snorting like a rhino.
Max, look, it is Santa.
Oh, he looks sick.
Hello, children. Merry Christmas. Don't mind me. I'm resting my eyes for a moment before my next stop.
Santa, you don't look so good.
Perhaps I've had too many Christmas cookies. It's hard to say no to all of this holiday cheer, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's a cookie coma if I've ever seen one, Santa. Maddie, we need to get some help.
What do we do?
First, grab the cookie plate. He can't have any more. Sorry, Santa. And I'll get some ginger ale from the kitchen. And a bucket, just in case.
Okay, Santa, drink this. It's ginger ale. It's what Mom gives us when we eat too much pizza.
Oh, ginger ale. Oh, we don't get this in the North Pole. Spicy.
I don't think ginger ale is going to fix this right away, Maddie. Let's get him to the guest room. He needs some rest.
Oh, children, I can't possibly... Okay, maybe I can. I might have to have you contact Mrs. Claus. We might have a problem.
Here, cover him up with my blanket. And you can cuddle with my little reindeer teddy bear.
Oh, thank you. I'm just gonna try to sleep this off for 20 minutes or so.
Okay, here we go. Blanket on. Ginger ale on the nightstand. Anything else?
No. This is perfect. You two are lifesavers. Ho, ho, ho. Oh.
Take a nap, Santa. We'll check on you in 20 minutes.
He's still out cold. What if he can't deliver the presents?
We need a plan.
Max, Maddie, what are you doing? Why are you not in bed?
Mom, you're not going to believe this. Take a look at the guest bedroom.
What on earth? Is that Santa Claus in our guest bed?
What's all that commotion down there?
It's not our fault. He ate too many cookies and got sick. We were trying to help him.
I knew we should have put out carrot and celery sticks instead of cookies this year.
We need help. Santa's got a big job to do, and he can't even sit up.
Who's gonna help Santa? It's not like we can call 911.
I got it. What about Ethan?
Ethan? The kid who built the life-size sleigh out of Legos?
Yeah, he knows everything about Santa.
Yeah, he held a reindeer trial and recruited all the neighborhood dogs to become his personal reindeer team, giving them names like Blitzen Jr. and Dancer the Second.
Impressive.
He made a huge gingerbread house, covered with Christmas lights, hoping it would lure Santa into what he called Ethan's North Pole.
If anyone can help, it's him.
Well, let's call Ethan.
Hey guys, I came as soon as I heard. Now, where's the big guy? Right in there. He's not in great shape. Classic overcookie syndrome. I've read about this in the Santa Survival Guide.
A Santa Survival Guide? You're kidding, right?
Of course. I mean, I think so anyway. I wrote my own, but I've got a plan. First, we need peppermint oil to clear his head. Second, he needs a special reindeer smoothie. We have to mix together a batch of oats, carrots, and then sprinkle it with a dash of magic dust.
Magic dust? Where are we supposed to find that?
Luckily, I brought some. I ground up some fresh candy canes from last Christmas.
Oh, okay. You're kidding, right?
I'll bet you a stocking full of coal. Now let's get to work.
What's going on here?
We're saving Christmas, Santa.
Oh, well, that sounds good to me. But I'm still feeling like I got ran over by a herd of reindeer.
Santa, I'm Ethan. I've studied Christmas since I was 9. I attended SWIT and I have a degree in Christmasology. I'm going to need you to follow my instructions so you can get on your way. The world is waiting for their presents.
Ho, ho, ho. Nice to meet you, Ethan. What's SWIT?
Santa's Workshop Institute of Technology. I was there the winter of 23.
Impressive. What do we have to do, Ethan?
Here, take this, Santa, and we're going to have to rub this on the back of your neck. Maddie, put a dribble on the tip of his nose.
Got it, Ethan.
Oh, I'm feeling a lot better already.
Great, Santa.
Anyone have a cell phone? I've got to phone Mrs. Claus. She's going to be real worried.
Santa, what's going on? You're not at the North Pole? You should have finished half the globe by now.
Well, dear, there's been a slight hiccup in my schedule.
A hiccup? You never call during deliveries unless it's serious. Did a reindeer get loose? Did you misplace the list again?
No. It's nothing like that. She's gonna be real mad at me. I overindulged on the cookies.
Overindulged? Oh, Santa, not again! How many times have I told you? You have to pace yourself. The kids love leaving you treats, but you don't have to eat all of them.
I know. But it's hard to stop when they're all so delicious. And now I'm here in the guest room of the sweetest little family, and they've got me feeling better.
Well, at least you're safe. Are the reindeer okay?
Oh, they're fine. Resting on the roof. But the kids are here, and they've been wonderful. They've even called in a Santa expert to help.
A Santa expert?
Yes, a very clever boy named Ethan. He's got me drinking some sort of magical reindeer smoothie, and he used peppermint oil on my neck. I feel great.
Well, that's good to hear.
We'll be headed to the sleigh in just moments.
But Santa, you need to wrap this up quickly. See what I did there? The clock is ticking, and there are millions of kids counting on you.
Yes, dear, I promise.
Good. And remember, when you get back, no more cookies until New Year's.
She's right, you know. I need to start bringing carrots for myself.
You could try the cookie moderation plan. 2 cookies per house.
I'll consider that, Ethan. Now let's finish this smoothie and get Christmas back on track.
All in a day's work, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho! Thank you, my dear friends. You've saved Christmas tonight.
So, Does this mean you're ready to finish delivering presents?
Almost, but there's one more thing I need. Your help.
Us? Help with delivering presents?
Children, you've already helped me so much tonight, and you've shown me the true spirit of Christmas. Kindness, generosity, and care for others. I can't think of anyone better to join me.
Are you serious? Like, actually riding the sleigh?
Ho, 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 of course. After all, Christmas isn't just about giving presents. It's about spreading joy and reminding everyone to be kind and generous, not just tonight, but all year long.
Santa's rules for life. Got it.
Have fun, kids. Make sure you listen to Santa. And wear your seatbelts.
I call shotgun.
You're welcome to navigate. Now let's not keep the reindeer waiting. Hold on tight, everyone. Ho, ho, ho.
This is the best Christmas ever.
All right, Maddie. This one's yours.
Me? What if I trip over the tree?
Just do it with care, Maddie. It's not about being perfect. It's about the love you put into it.
We did it!
Excellent. Now on to the next house. You've all been remarkable tonight. But before we finish, I want you to remember something. Christmas isn't just about the presents or the cookies. Or even the big guy in the red suit. It's about the love we share, the kindness we show, and the way we help each other, just like you helped me tonight.
So it's about giving.
Exactly, Max. And not just on Christmas Day. We can carry the spirit of generosity and care beyond the new year. Now let's make this last delivery and get you back home. You've got a big day tomorrow, opening all your presents and all. Thank you for being true Christmas heroes. Remember, friends, the spirit of Christmas is in your hearts. Keep it alive, and the world will always be a little bit brighter. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Wow, that was an adventure. Santa sure learned the hard way that too many cookies can even hold up old jolly Saint Nick. Thanks to the quick-thinking kids, Christmas was saved and the presents were delivered just in time. Well, here's a family Christmas fun fact for you. Did you know the largest gingerbread house ever built was over 18 feet tall and made with more than 35 million calories worth of gingerbread? Now that is one sweet holiday record. And here's a Christmas joke to keep the cheer going. Why did Santa go to music school? Because he wanted to improve his raps. Woohoo! Get it? Hey, next up, we're going to explore the true meaning of the Christmas spirit with a heartwarming reading of a Christmas classic, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. You won't want to miss this one. Here we go. "'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His drawl little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the dawn of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." What a wonderful story. Santa Claus really shows us how magical the spirit of giving is. He didn't just deliver presents. He brought joy, hope, and happiness to everyone he visited. And that's exactly what the spirit of giving is all about. It's about making people's lives brighter, sharing what you have, and spreading kindness wherever you go. So this holiday season, remember, you don't have to be Santa to spread the magic. Whether you're sharing a toy or a smile or a hug, you're keeping the Christmas spirit alive. Happy holidays. May your season be filled with love, laughter, and lots of giving.
Well, that's the true spirit of Christmas, friends. It's not about the amount of gifts under the tree, but about the love and kindness we share with others. As we celebrate this holiday season, let's pause and think about those around us. A neighbor spending the holiday alone, a family facing hard times, or a friend who just needs to be seen and loved. Hey, here's a family Christmas fun fact for you. Science tells us that acts of kindness and generosity can boost our happiness, reduce stress, and improve our health. It's as if our brains are wired to help others. Amazing, huh? Hey, from all of us, from the Out of This World podcast Stories for Kids crew, to you, we wish you a Merry Christmas. May your hearts be full, your days be bright, and your spirit be light with the joy of giving. Thanks for joining us for today's adventure. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a review. It helps other families find us. And remember to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And send us a message with your thoughts, ideas, or even a drawing of your favorite character. If you'd like to support our journey, check us out on Patreon. We appreciate every one of you. Until next time, dream big, explore boldly, and keep every adventure
out of this world.